On the show today, we have Constellation President and CEO Chris Kovacs talking about their groundbreaking cloud-based financial technology services for credit unions. So check it out. Mr. Chris Kovacs, you are Coastal Credit Union CIO, and now you are Constellation Digital Partners President and CEO. Congratulations. You got a full plate there, Chris.
Thank you, Mike. Yes, it is a very full plate, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today. Yeah. We got a lot of exciting things happening at Coastal and at Constellation, and we're super excited about what it means for the industry.
Right on. Last time I talked to you, you were a big-time award winner at NACUSO's Next Big Idea, and we were talking live there down in Orlando, Florida. But now things have changed just a little bit for you. You've been named president and CEO of Constellation, the award-winning CUSO. What does that mean to you? I mean, what does that mean to you, and then what does it mean to the CUSO?
Well, I'll tell you, this is not how I expected to start my 26-year credit unions, right? Launching a fintech startup. So it's extremely exciting. It's, sometimes you don't always know exactly where you're working toward, and you tend to work with your employer and figure out where you're needed most.
Right.
And it's super exciting to understand that not only from taking this idea for the last 3 years, when we last talked, we were just finishing up, really, our three-year R&D process, the process of doing the capital raise to get there, and we were just on the verge of launching the company. So since then, we've formally launched the company. They have asked me to run it going forward, and we're super excited about bringing the platform to the industry.
Right. Well, speaking of the platform, can you tell for maybe those few folks who missed our first interview about Constellation, can you give us a quick 411 on what it's all about?
Sure. So Constellation is the company, is the name of the CUSO, and we are providing something called the Digital Services Platform. Mm-hmm. And the Digital Services Platform is the first open online banking and mobile banking development environment for financial services.
Okay.
And what that means is that unlike other systems where you would, existing online and mobile banking solutions where you would go and you would buy this monolithic system and you would put it on this really long depreciation schedule, what we provide is an open environment that allows any service provider to come in, create services that are compatible with the platform, place them in a marketplace, and give credit unions the option of downloading those at their will and offering them to their members.
Right. So were you guys kind of answering some pain points here in the industry? Because, I mean, there's a lot of things are starting to, like, pardon the pun, open up now, as opposed to a lot of systems were closed. And, this is our special little fraternity or sorority, whatever you want to call it, our little group. But now a lot of things are being opened up, especially on the core processor side as well. So looks like you guys are going down the same road.
Very much so. So we actually, there's three pain points in particular that we're trying to solve. The first is credit unions don't have access to the fintech marketplace of today. And the primary reason they don't have that is because of how we buy our digital banking platforms. As I said, we buy these monolithic solutions where, because of our very long depreciation schedules for those, and because of sometimes how those systems are designed, they are not compatible with the rapid innovation that's happening in the marketplace.
Yep.
So Constellation Digital Services Platform does is it opens up the platform, the digital banking experience, to those unique and innovative services. That's for one.
Right.
The second part, though, is actually the flip side. So look at it from the perspective of a fintech provider.
Right.
The fintech providers, who are these guys and women who are creating these really great ideas, they can't connect to credit unions because there's these large monolithic solutions in the way.
Yep.
So not only are we solving a problem for the credit unions, which is giving them access to these innovative services, mm-hmm. we're solving it for the fintech providers as well and giving them a means to come in, connect to our core systems more easily, mm-hmm. create services, and then offer those services to all the credit unions who run the platform. And I would say, lastly, the other thing we're trying to solve is we're trying to create a real innovation platform for innovative credit union ideas. See, so not only are we buying these innovative services, but how many times do we go to innovative conferences like the ones you were just at and the ones we were at before, where we see these really innovative ideas, but there isn't an easy way to develop them and deploy them.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually expect that we're going to be, as part of one of the values of our solution, is that we're going to be providing that innovation hub, that innovation bed for really great credit union ideas.
Oh, this is awesome. This is like a godsend to a lot of people. I mean, just based on what you just said, because I mean, and you kind of call this is kind of groundbreaking stuff here because it's, yeah, it hasn't really been done before.
No, in fact, one of the things that kind of how we got there was we were very frustrated with what the existing providers were offering in the marketplace. And we made the decision, like many large innovative credit unions, that we were going to go write our own solution.
Right.
As we were going through that, we had one of those accidental innovations.
I love
those. As we were going through it, we saw this design pattern that kept repeating. And we said, you know, if we could just take that and give it and separate the delivery of the services from the creation of the services, boy, we could create a whole marketplace of these ideas. And to Coastal, that's a little bit like ringing a bell for dinner. It's like, okay, nobody's ever done it before. We're excited. We're going to go in. We're going to move in. So that's pretty much how it happened. And then we found partners who were willing to build, someone to do the early R&D, build proof of concepts, mm-hmm. write development requirements for us. And ultimately, that's why we are where we are today, because we had this accidental innovation. We found great partners who were willing to work with us in the very early stages mm-hmm. of it. And now we're on the verge of launching the first part of our platform later this year.
Tell me about the cloud aspect of it. Tell me about that aspect of the platform.
So to our knowledge, we're the first true cloud-based digital banking platform. Our entire back end is built in the Amazon Web Services cloud. And the reason we did that is because we need the ability to scale more effectively, mm-hmm. to certainly be more efficient with how we design the solution.
Right.
But the other part of it is, remember the problem we're trying to solve originally, and that's how we bought these old legacy monolithic systems. Well, they had large capital outlays in the beginning, and that would cause you to put them on these long depreciation schedules that limited your innovation cycle, right?
Right.
A 5 to 7 year a 5 to 7 year amortization schedule,
right,
kill your innovation cycles. It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So by going to the cloud, we don't have those large capital outlays in the beginning. We don't have those large capital expenses. We are a true OPEX model. So we give credit unions the ability to enter. We lower the bar for mm-hmm. credit unions being able to enter more easily
mm-hmm.
and enter more efficiently, I would say, less expensively, and actually give them then the ability to spend their money on those services that they want to buy from the service providers.
So this sounds like it really opens up this type of service to every credit union out there. Because, you know, a lot of the smaller credit unions can't afford some of the bigger systems and the bigger technologies. But now it sounds like a lot of the smaller credit unions say, hey, this is kind of something cool for us too, you know?
Yeah. So with that group of partners that we originally designed the proof of concept with and worked through, what we found is there was a significant cost savings for our model versus the model of these legacy providers. Now, that having been said, you can't take it all at once. So we're in the early phases, and we're focused on the $750 million to the $5 billion market,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
making sure that we get into those markets, get into those credit unions, give them the ability to add this as a service.
Right.
I would say that long-term, we certainly want every credit union using it, though.
Yeah.
Because we truly believe that because it's beginning so difficult for credit unions to innovate and be able to create low-cost services for things, it's one of the things that ultimately is going to make smaller credit unions more difficult to manage and run.
Yeah,
so we do believe that, and that's one of the reasons why, even though I've been in credit unions for 26 years, I'm willing to step out in this path, is because I believe it's for the betterment of the industry.
Oh, I agree. Fully agree. Yeah, I love credit unions like yours. But I mean, you guys have been in the news a lot lately. And speaking of going to different conferences and stuff, there's always somebody from Coastal on these conferences. So I'm like, hey, I just spoke with Chris like 2 weeks ago, you know. So it's pretty cool to see you guys out and about everywhere. So what are your major goals here? Obviously, like you said, right now you're focusing on the 750 million to 5 billion credit unions, and then you'll expand that to all. Do you have any other goals with Constellation?
Sure. I mean, one of the things we want to do is we want to gain the support of the service providers as well. So we certainly know that credit unions are ripe for this solution.
Yeah.
But if we try to go it just by ourselves, it won't be successful. We're not trying to disrupt and remove financial service providers from the marketplace, the service providers themselves. We're just trying to bring them along and create a new model mm-hmm. for how we together. Mm-hmm. So our real goal is both to get credit unions on board and support them, but also service providers as well.
Right.
We want to bring them in. We want to help them understand what the value of the solution is to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for very small guys who are very willing to, hey, there's a whole new market I can play in. Yeah, I'll come there right away.
Right.
But even the very largest providers, we're talking to them now too about why this model of integration is valuable for them in the future.
Yeah.
So that's certainly part of it. And like I said, our ultimate goal is that every credit union is running the service. You know, as we were going through some of the early discussions about who the partners were going to be, and sometimes they were partners, might be the credit union down the street, we came up with the philosophy that because we truly believed in the value of the platform for the industry, it didn't matter whether the credit union across the street wanted to use it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It was a value to the industry. We needed to bring it there. So everybody's welcome.
Right on. Great message to end on. Chris, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule. You got pulling double duty there. So appreciate the time.
Thank you very much, Mike. It was good to talk to you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, and one more thing. Where can folks find out more about Constellation?
Absolutely. They can go to constellation.coop and they can sign up there to learn more.
Excellent.
And that's both credit unions and service providers.
You got it, man. All right. We'll put that stuff in the show notes. Thanks again, Chris. And let's check down the road, see how you guys are doing. All right.
Thanks, Mike. Look forward to it.
All right, man.